I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now, about a quarter of a billion people around the world are affected by asthma when the lungs' airways constrict, making breathing difficult. For decades, we've treated the conditions with drugs that relax the muscles in the airways and damp down the immune response that makes the airways tighten in the first place. But recently, researchers at Leicester University have discovered that asthmatic airways also contain bulkier muscles than they should do. This is caused, they think, by the same inflammatory signals that trigger the airways to constrict. And now they've gone on to show that an experimental drug called favipiprant that blocks these signals can prevent and even reverse the muscle changes, potentially ushering in a whole new way to manage asthma. Chris Breitling.
So in all of us, we have a layer of muscle in our airways. And in asthma, the amount of muscle is increased. And we found that this is related to the amount of symptoms that you have. And you also are at risk of more attacks. So we've for some time have been considering how this muscle increases in asthma and also how you could then go about looking at trying to reduce that with different therapies.
And the amount of muscle is a problem because what it takes up space and also makes your airways better able to constrict and make you wheeze.
That's exactly it. When you look at the airway itself, which you can do with imaging, such as a CT scan of the lung, you can actually show that the airways are narrowed in people with asthma. And that narrowing is related to the amount of muscle in the airway lining. That then makes you then more predisposed to developing wheeze and having asthma attacks.
And you think you've found a way in, do you? You think you've got a way of getting on top of this?
So we undertook a clinical trial of a new drug called favipiprant, which is a pill. And in this trial, which was just for 12 weeks, we found that the intervention, the favipiprant, reduced the symptoms and improved the breathing tests and reduced inflammation. And we were really quite surprised by the fact that this therapy could reduce the amount of muscle in the airway lining. And because we were quite surprised by this, we wanted to really then understand how that could happen and how this might work.
How does this favipiprant drug work? What does it actually do?
So the drug blocks a particular receptor called the DP2 receptor. The signal for that, that then actually activates that receptor, is a substance called prostaglandin D2. And this prostaglandin D2 is increased in asthma, and it made us consider that this might be important in terms of the increase in the muscle mass.
So is your hypothesis then that the muscle cells are responding to these signals and that is causing this muscle thickening and these muscle changes that you see in a chronic asthmatic?
So we certainly know for some time that this receptor is on inflammatory cells and allows those cells to then move towards the airway in asthma. And we did consider whether as part of a repair mechanism there was a similar process that was happening on these muscle cells. So this is why we then turned to then the laboratory experimental approach, where we then took cells that we had grown from these samples from asthma subjects, and we then looked at whether they expressed the DP2 receptor, and they did. And we were able to identify that that was driving the movement of these cells that could be blocked by the drug in a dish, then enabling us to then show that we could get the same results as we were getting in the clinical trial.
And so what are our learning points from this?
We've learnt a number of things. It's certainly given us a lot of encouragement towards getting it into the clinic. And indeed, this particular drug is now in what we call phase 3 trials, which means that within the next year, we'll know whether this is a therapy that's effective and then can then be potentially taken into the clinic. What it also has told us is that the muscle layer in the airway in asthma can be changed. I consider that important because it then starts to allow you to think about things that we haven't done before. Could you actually reverse some of the abnormalities that we then see when we take samples from the airway? And these findings suggest that that's actually possible.
Well, that's a breath of fresh air, isn't it? Chris Breitling there. And that study was published in the journal Science Translational Medicine.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.